Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Today we've been talking about how American life is basically a ripoff. You're on a hamster wheel full of debt the whole time, and hooray. Just real quick, I want to update you. First of all, this is the record company, right?
Yes, this is the record company.
Awesome. I interviewed this dude, Chris Voss,
yes.
Who I think is related to Robin Voss, but is completely nothing like him. Interviewed him for our show, On the Bus. Check it out at devilradio927.com under podcasts, On the Bus. Chris Black and I interviewed him. It was awesome.
Yeah, and you can check out this great show's podcast as well. So if you missed yesterday for our inaugural episode, go to the website, check it out, and you can tune into yesterday's episode, and you'll be able to listen to today's episode later on tonight.
I just want to give a quick headline for you. Single-engine Glassstar plane crashed into a residential area in Waukesha today, according to the FAA. Neither the National Transport Safety Board or the FAA said whether anybody on board had died. There were two people on board. But the Waukesha Fire Department showed up, which is great because they're paid for by our socialist dollars. And luckily that we had that socialist program in place to go and take care of these folks who crashed.
Yeah, very important. So, Ross from Middleton, you've been sitting on the line the longest. So, Ross, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I thought I would just respond a little bit to your guys. Looks like the theme of the day is kind of America is a big ripoff. And I think a lot of people do know that it is or feel that it is in their little economic lives. I mean, if a person's doing well, they don't feel it. But there's a lot of people who are, you know, just kind of like on the treadmill. And I think that that's part of the reason why the Trumpster has been so popular, because I think he has a lot of what we would think of as blue-collar people that are so fed up, and they look, you know, I'm sort of turning this into a Trumpian thing, but they look at the, you could say the Democratic Party, and I think they just don't feel like the change is going to happen. They sort of feel like, oh yeah, they want my attention when it's polling time or when it's campaign time, but then after that, we're just kind of left on the treadmill. And so I think there is a lot of frustration. I think Trump is able to tap into that. I think it's an issue that the Dems need to be a little bit more honest about, because we have this spectrum of Dems that are doing just fine, and then a lot of working class people who just feel that the people in Washington, they're kind of like easy targets. So it's kind of like this other thing, which I think, you know, like we can look at the MasterCards and look at these credit card companies, look at all the corporations that are kind of ripping us off, these payday loan lenders and all these kind of stuff. But really, they're sort of hard targets. They're difficult to sort of imagine, but it's really easy when you're watching television.
It's really hard to go after. And keep in mind, thank you, Ross. Really appreciate your call. Keep in mind that, you know, folks on the Republican side, they're looking back to people like Rockefeller and you know, Carnegie.
Vanderbilt, all those guys.
All those people, Hearst. Those people also invested in society. That's why you have things like the Rockefeller Center, and you have, you know,
railroads.
Yeah, you have half of the stuff that we have. Nowadays, people don't do that.
No,
they don't invest in public good.
No, it goes back into shareholders, and it goes back to stock buybacks, and so
doesn't do anything for anybody other than raise a number on a sheet, and that's what's the problem. Let's go to Wisco Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys got a great show here, a lot of great topics, and Jeannie's right about that. And the bottom line, if you don't have clean water, we're pretty much screwed. And as far as credit cards, if you start paying 13% to 20% or pay loans, I understand, is even more, the interest rates, you get behind the eight ball on that stuff, that's a hard thing to dig out of. But mostly want to say, this is a different show, and it's so cool to bring up all these different topics.
Thanks, Wisco. No, we appreciate that. And sorry to cut you off there, but we got a stack of callers lined up all the way six deep. So we're going to go to Joe from Madison.
Hi, guys. I am taking on the tangent of, I mean, I think it's a great show. Again, this problem of overwhelming debt that so many people feel from the problems of health care, worries about funding retirement, worries about education for themselves, for their kids, you know, college debt or community college debt. And I just wanted to point out that there is this idea of, well, the blue-collar person isn't served under the Dems, and I find the greener pastures under Trump. This Build Back Better bill that Biden proposes offers all Americans would be entitled to 2 years of free preschool plus 2 years of free community college. I mean, the numbers that are associated with that, we're talking about tens of thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, preschool is so expensive. They're talking about a preschool that would go, I believe it's 3 to 6, and it is in other countries, and they have it. It works well, and I just think that a better look at that, and if we could only get the media to focus on these issues that are in that Build Back Better bill so that people had an idea of what kind of what would be offered to them, and they would know how it might benefit them. Thanks a lot, guys. I know you have other calls.
Yeah, thanks. And keep in mind that the expense of preschool, insurance.
None of that was included in what we first talked about.
I know.
None of it.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. All right, Betsy, you're up next. Betsy from Madison.
Hey, you guys. Thank you for your show. I'm with Paul. If we don't have water, we're screwed. But this has been the trick of Reaganomics, as you all know. And this is why people are so angry, because they have no life anymore. This is just, you know, and then we have politicians who take and rape our land. And water is really the new gold. And if we don't do something with these politicians, if we don't reelect Tony Evers, we are screwed as a state of Wisconsin. I'm sorry. This is why you guys are so important. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thanks, Betsy. That's, yeah. Are you saying that Toxic Tom Tiffany isn't the best person to help us out? Let's go to Susan in the car.
Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. I just wanted to make a point that I think it would be wonderful to have the Democratic Party kind of work with the Poor People's Campaign, because these are issues that they're working on all the time, and that doesn't get a lot of news. It's not really mentioned even on the 4 to 3 to 5 time, and I think it's an important issue that everyone, if you lift up the person at the bottom, everybody else benefits from it, and that's their whole premise. So that's just my comment. So,
absolutely, Susan, and everybody, check out the Poor People's Campaign. It's amazing. You should definitely do so. It's been around for a really long time.
Yeah, and I think thank you for those kind words, Susan. We really appreciate you calling in. That's really what it gets down to, Brian, is we really want to be able to fuse in these topics with the stories of the day. And that's what Dueling Tangents is all about. So coming up here pretty close to the end of the show. So it's been great. Thank you so much for calling in, all the callers that made the show great. I'm Luke. And that's Brian. We are Dueling Tangents.
Just remember, if everybody in a consumer society gets more money, they'll spend it and people will make more money.
There we go. So you can check us out tomorrow again, same time, 2 to 3 p.m. Up next is the Devil's Advocates with Mike Crute. And stick around.
I'm going to go pass out.